In the United States of 2019, virtually everywhere you turn, you will encounter politics. And that's certainly true for our teachers. More of them are becoming politically active. Why is this and what role should teachers play in the broader political landscape? We turn to Michigan Radio's education commentator, Hall of Fame teacher Matinga Ragatz, with us via Skype again. So Matinga, why are more teachers running for office and getting involved in politics? What's driving them?
Oh my gosh, it is simple. We need government that we can explain to the kids. So the political system that we teach to the kids is democratic, it's fair, it's just, and it ought to work for the majority of people. But politics today is sounding like a grammar lesson, so that it's like, here's the rule, but here is an exception. Here's another rule, but here are three exceptions, right? So now our students have access to so much more information, and they're finding that there's a giant disconnect between what they're taught in class and what they see online. So many teachers, they are, you know, surrounded by a population of kids who quickly learn that the government does not work for them, whether it's for, whether them feeling safe from gun violence, or whether there's laws about ripping the families apart, or if it's keep them in perpetual poverty. How do we explain to the kids the government system if the government system seems to them like it doesn't work?
One of the people who stepped up to run for office here in Michigan was Grand Ledge High School civics teacher Justin Heaney. He ran for U.S. representative in 2012. And here's what he said about what teachers bring to the political realm.
Discipline, mm-hmm. reasonableness, mm-hmm. patience, intelligence, a connection with people. Children, though they're not voting citizens, they are a representation of the community. I think a level of integrity that was missing and is missing in politics.
What would you add to that, Matinga? What do teachers bring to the table?
I need to just continue that stream of thought, because there's a quality of behavior that we must teach and model for students that is complete in direct opposition to political culture. So while other professions, for example, may take the law and bend it to their benefit, teachers must role model and practice what they preach in the classroom.
I'm wondering about rules. Are there rules in place around political speech at the district level? Do school boards have any say-so?
Yeah, so most school boards and most administrators want to maintain a moderate and a neutral tone, because there is a lot of community blowback sometimes. And the schools will take positions. We have seen them take positions about gender-neutral bathrooms, or whether or not students are allowed to take a knee at sports events, or whether teachers can live stream controversial congressional testimony.
We certainly saw the differences in districts with student walkouts on gun control after the Parkland shooting.
That's right. Very different. We saw that. We, and again, some schools allowed it and some schools did not.
You would actually talk to a teacher who has waded into a very hot button issue in today's political climate, Rick Joseph. He teaches fifth and sixth grade at Birmingham Covington School. He was part of a recent group of teachers who traveled to Texas to the U.S.-Mexico border to advocate against the detention of migrant youth. And here's what he has to say.
We're also important players in the political process as far as what ultimately gets funded, mm-hmm. because the funding is, of course, determined by political actors, by legislators. And the legislators, in many cases, in most cases, are not educators themselves. And even if they were educators once upon a time, it's important to have the voice of a practicing educator to have a current pulse on the situation as it exists now.
Is there a place for a teacher to take stands on politically charged issues like immigration or abortion or climate change?
You know, it's tricky, because the teachers have two roles that they have to play, or at least I see two important roles that they have to play. The first one is, you know, we need to role model civic engagement. If we're going to talk to the kids about, you know, going out and participating in the political process, it's very, very important for them to see us participate. And in Rick's case, it was important for him, for the kids to, you know, read that article that talked about him going to the border and advocating for kids as well.
You know, there are people listening to us, I bet a lot of parents, who might say teachers should not be involved in politics at all because it could impact their ability to be fair and to teach objectively, to be neutral. What would you say to them?
Well, and if that's true, I may say to those parents that maybe parents should not be involved in political discussions, because it might impact their ability to be fair and objective parenting. I mean, that sentence makes just as much sense. You know, teachers are not responsible for the political mess, so you cannot send the messenger to detention. See what I did there?
Yes, you did. You did that very, very well. So when you think of a teacher inside the classroom and a political discussion comes up, we know that, you know, the teacher is a facilitator or a moderator for the student's own discussion. Does that neutral position as a moderator become compromised with activism outside the classroom?
No, it does not. And especially if you do it in a professional way. So, if it's obvious that you hold a position, it is very important that when you discuss the opposing view, you have to have other people. You know, for example, with today's technology, you can invite professionals that are expert, that are very eloquent and very knowledgeable about a position that you may that be completely opposite to you, so that the kids can weigh in a very informed manner and come up with their own positions. That's my role as a teacher. It's not my role to proselytize or try to change their ideology.
Matinga Ragatz is in the National Teachers Hall of Fame, and she is Michigan Radio's education commentator. As always, Matinga, thanks so much.
Thank you so very much.